Last night at a university in Rhode Island, a group of students awarded a scholarship. Not much unusual in that, except this award was open to white students only. It was an effort by Republican students at Roger Williams University in Bristol to jump into the national dialogue over affirmative action and the limits of free speech on campus. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The scholarship is worth only $250, but that was enough to pack an auditorium with 200 students and a small army of police to keep order.
All right, we're going to present now the first annual Students of Non-Color Scholarship.
The idea came from Jason Matera, the 20-year-old president of the College Republicans, who objects to the university's effort to diversify its predominantly white campus by offering race-based scholarships to minority students, but not to whites.
If you're going to have race-based scholarships on campus, you just cannot have it to one group of people and not the other. We say that's unequal treatment.
Never mind that Matera, a Latino, benefits from a minority scholarship of his own. He says that's why he knows how unfair such advantages are. Jason Matera's critics are upset less with the debate he's prompted than with his approach.
I'm disappointed. Jason's tactics could be construed as racist and inflammatory.
Ethan Marin, a sophomore and a college Democrat, is troubled by the scholarship application, which required an essay on why you're proud of your white heritage and a photograph to confirm your whiteness. Evidence of bleaching, it said, will disqualify applicants. 16 students applied. Marin also objects to regular articles in the campus Republican newspaper that have attacked gays, insulted Muslims, and disparaged Kwanzaa as ghetto fabulous.
They have the constitutional right to say these things. I can't deny that. But my right to swing my fist ends where your nose begins. And the College Republicans are swinging their fists into a lot of noses.
June Speakman, faculty advisor for the College Republicans, says they're right to raise the debate about affirmative action, but she worries that their speech may be crossing a line.
I am committed to freedom of expression on campus, and I personally am committed to that. But at some point, you have to say this is not how you treat the people that you live and learn with. I do struggle with that personally. Where is that line? And I don't know.
This week, the Student Senate ruled that the group's whites-only scholarship is protected as free speech. But yesterday, Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie denounced the scholarship and severed all ties with the College Republicans. That didn't stop last night's award.
We are proud to award the first annual Students of Non-Color Scholarship to Rev. Adam Noska.
A couple of dozen students stood with their backs to the podium in silent protest as Adam Noska, a junior, accepted an oversized check. Noska seemed an unlikely player in this political pageant. He didn't have much to say one way or another about affirmative action, but he did say he could use the $250.
You know, I'm going to use the money to buy that Marine Bio book that I've actually been copying notes for. I can really use the money, and that's really what it's all about. I mean, what we're looking at here, the honors and the dollar, and thank you.
For his part, College Republican President Jason Matera calls his stunt a parody to provoke student debate.
Tomorrow they're going to be talking about affirmative action, weigh the opinions and the merits of both sides of the argument. There are merits on both sides, and then come to a conclusion on their own. That is what college life is all about.
Matera says his group attracted more than $2,000 in unsolicited donations, with which he hopes to make the Whites Only Scholarship Award an annual event at Roger Williams. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.